Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, morning mess time for another one. Staycation setup time. Can we all say good morning to Aubrey?
Morning!
Wow, that was a very warm welcome. Good morning.
We're just sending some positive energy your way. What's going on with your boyfriend, Jeff?
Well, we just moved in together like 6 months ago. And I don't know, like I really thought that things were going, you know, we're moving in together. Like I really thought things that were going on like a path, you know. Mm-hmm. And like a couple weeks ago, I started noticing some cigarette butts on the porch. And it's weird because I definitely don't smoke, and he doesn't smoke anymore. He used to smoke when he was dating his ex, the one before me. And, yeah, so I don't know. Like, I'm just, it's really disconcerting. And
that's a word.
Because I don't know, like, he smoked when he was with his ex. Like, when we got together, I didn't want him to smoke anymore, and I got him to quit. And, I mean, it's not even like it could be one of his friends, really, because all of his friends don't smoke. In fact, they were on board with me and trying to get him to quit smoking. Like, nobody wanted him to smoke. He was the only one that smoked, like, in his whole group,
so
except for his ex-girlfriend.
Okay, so have you talked to him about it? I mean, that would be a pretty big thing if I were to find cigarette butts at home.
Exactly. No, he was like, oh, yeah, it's one of my friends. I mean, I just know that that's not true. I mean, unless he's made some random new friend he hasn't told me about or hasn't whatever that he's bringing by the house.
Does he have a lot of, like, homeless people in his block?
No, no. We live in a good neighborhood. Like, there's no...
Because I know if you live around here in downtown, man, that just happened. Just cigarette butts everywhere. Yeah. And they have the stoops in some of these spots or in front with the little patios. Mm. They flick them over. Okay, you live in a good neighborhood and finding some butts and you wonder if he's getting other butt. Okay.
But, oh, my God. But, I mean, with that being said, though, how does that lead to cheating? Like, I mean, I know you said that his ex smoked, too, but, like, honestly, girl, it could be anything if he had the habit before.
I mean, it could be. He has been really stressed lately. It could just be he decided to pick it back up again, but
yeah,
I don't know. We haven't really had, you know, nighttime fun time.
Hello.
Yeah. So it just makes me think that, like, it's just a lot of little things all kind of, and then, you know, you have that feeling.
Now, girl, I will say this. If he's stressed and he's picking back the habit, maybe he doesn't want to have sexy time with you because he knows he smells like cigarettes. He doesn't feel that confident. Oh. He's too stressed to even do the deed. That could be a possibility.
I mean, it could be. And that's why, like, I'm hoping you guys can, like, help me figure it out because I'm kind of stalling on my own here.
And another thing, you know what cigarette smoking causes, right?
What?
Liabetes. Once you start smoking cigarettes, you just start lying about everything. You get definitely type 1 liabetes.
So, or lung cancer. But
There's definitely things that can happen with you with smoking, but there's also things that we can find out for you with the staycation set up. So what we're going to do is we're going to call your man up next. I'm going to pretend to be a hotel clerk, tell him that he's won our grand prize, and ask him who he wants to bring on this free romantic weekend stay. The only person's name that he should say is yours, but what was his ex's name again?
Samantha.
Okay, so Samantha, if he says Samantha, or really anybody else's, then you know that something's going on in your relationship.
Anybody else, I guess.
Right. Yeah. How many F's does he spell with his name?
What? Two F's.
Oh, that's a cheater's name.
What?
See, if you spell Jeff with one F, you're okay. With two F's, that's problems.
Oh, my God. How?
I'm writing these notes down. All right.
There's so many people with two F's in their name, Joey. It's
cheating. Okay. All right, let's call Jeff up next. That's how you say it. With two F's, Jeff.
Is that?
We're calling him up next. Staycation set up. Morning mess. We spoke to Aubrey, and she let us know she has concerns of her boyfriend, Jeff, of cheating on her.
Oh, my God.
If you have two F's in your name, Jeff, then you're definitely cheating. She was at his crib, and she saw cigarette butts in his patio, I believe. And he used to smoke cigarettes, quit smoking cigarettes. But, Aubrey, you do know that his ex-girlfriend was a smoker.
Yeah.
Now, how long ago were they together?
We've been together 3 years, so it was like a while ago.
And this was the relationship just before you, I'm assuming? Because I know you had told us that you helped him quit.
Yeah, it was the one right before.
Now with your boyfriend, Jeff.
Oh, my God. It is just Jeff, Joey, please.
Why did they break up?
I mean, I don't really know exactly. Like, he's always kind of been a little edgy or, you know, like, hazy about why they broke up.
That means he cheated on her. He don't want to let you know about that.
What?
Maybe. I don't know. He was just like, oh, it just didn't work out.
Okay.
Well, that could mean a lot of things.
All right, let's do the staycation setup. We're going to call Jeff, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Now, obviously, we hope he says your name, Aubrey, but if Jeff says his ex-girlfriend's name, well, she spells it with two Fs.
I don't know why I have to be so weird about this.
And her name is Samantha, you said?
Yeah, Samantha.
Obviously, if he says her name, then he has some explaining to do. And have you thought this out, whether to break up with him or not, or give him a second chance, because we do have counselors on standby?
If he's cheating on me, that's it. I don't put up with that.
Right. Does it matter whether this ex-girlfriend or any girl, or no matters?
I mean, it would be worse, I feel like, if it's his ex-girlfriend, because she's, you know.
Right. It's the one before.
I know who
she
is, so,
right.
Like, that's worse.
But the point is, if he's cheating, he's cheating.
Cheating is cheating, and bye. Okay.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, we got his number. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Jeff?
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. Got some news for you, and it's really good. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, throwing in a honeymoon package. I was calling to confirm details, but I also wanted to congratulate you on your winning.
What hotel? I didn't enter any contest.
So this hotel is the Aurora Hotel. Now, we have locations around the nation. Just opened up one here in North Scottsdale. So we wanted to give this to you, and hopefully you could review your experience on Google and Yelp to build our presence online.
Okay. How'd you get my info?
We're working off of an online database. So if you have done reviews on Google and Yelp before, you've just been added into that, and you've been selected as the grand prize winner.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So since I have you on the phone right now, I can set you up. This won't take too much time at all. So with this free romantic weekend stay, you have the option to bring a guest with you, and they'll be greeted with a note upon entry. I wanted to give you a chance to think about what you'd like that note to say for that special someone. Just let me know when you're ready.
Just looking forward to a great weekend with you, babe.
I am writing that down right now. And Jeff, the next question I have for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
That'd be Samantha.
You are a lying sack of
So, Jeff.
Hello?
Hey, this is the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're actually live on the radio right now.
You are a cheating
whole problem with you, Aubrey.
Oh.
There's so many better ways you could have handled this.
Are you really trying to switch this on her when you're the one cheating with your ex?
Oh, I'm the one cheating. Look, I'll tell you why. Because I am sick and f***ing tired of Aubrey trying to run my life. Everything
run
has to be run
life?
By you. You need to give me the okay for everything.
We live together. We're creating a life together. That's how
that
works.
Yes, we are, but you need to let me be me sometimes. You know, hey, if I want to have a Coke sometimes, don't go, hey, you know, you should be drinking LaCroix. LaCroix, you know what I mean?
Sorry to laugh, but that's
it's
hilarious.
It's like living with my mom.
So, Jeff, the thing is, I hear where you're coming from, but it doesn't stray away from that you're cheating on your lady with your ex-girlfriend.
You're disgusting piece of trash ex-girlfriend.
At least she lets me be me. Not everything is a big deal, like with you. Like, oh, I think you're cheating on me. I'm going to put you on the radio.
Well, why are you cheating on her? You could have literally just broken up with her and then gone back and done whatever it is that you want to. I mean, this
is... Well, it just happened. You know what I mean? She came by. It just happened. That's how it is.
That's
I'm
disgusting.
Just tired of being controlled. I am sick of it.
Okay.
You know what? You're a disgusting piece of...
Yeah, and what are you? Oh, you're so above it all.
Well, she drinks LaCroix.
Oh, my God.
That's saying one thing. Put a little vodka in that. It's okay.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to go take a bath and some hand sanitizer now because you have sullied everything.
That would probably hurt your hoo-ha. I'll let you know that.
Oh, no.
As long as I don't have to see you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so in all seriousness, this has been really intense. And Aubrey, girl, I'm so sorry that it's ended up being like this, but we do have counseling services that we have for you and Jeff for you too, because you two are not being very respectful to each other.
He's just such a jerk, and
I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of this.
Well, we're tired of your ass. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Ms. Aubrey, you okay?
I just now have to find a new place to live. And
but at least this new place is going to be your new space. No smoking allowed, okay? Like, it's going to be fine. You're going to be great.
Yeah, no, I'm better off without him. It's true.
Right. If Samantha's listening right now, what do you want to tell her?
Oh, she can go to hell.
Okay. If she needs directions.
What?
Yeah. You can call us. It's a dry heat. It's right off the 10.
Oh, my God.
I think you can take the Thomas Road exit.
Oh, my God. This is so ridiculous. Girl, hold on 1 second. I'm going to get you some counseling services, okay?
Okay.
We got a cool Popeyes right there. It's a right off Thomas and Hale.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.